Okay, for this week we are doing Amud Chaf He in Chagiga, and we did the Mishnah last time, so we'll pick it up with the Gemara at the top. So we discussed about an Am Haaretz when they are believed, and the Mishnah says that Am Haaretz are believed by the wine and the oil they had in Yehuda. So the Gemara says like this: But Yehuda in, yes, they're believed in Yehuda, but Galil lo, but they're not believed in Galil. So my time, why is there a chilik between where they are and whether we believe them or not? Because if you look at a map, so the Galil is in northern Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda is in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, and there was a strip of land that literally goes straight across the land. Now the base of Midrash obviously is in Yehuda, and there was the Kusim there. So you couldn't travel from the north in Galil down there without walking through the land where the Kusim were. And therefore, that's why, even if you had this oil and the wine that were made by Chaverim, who lived in the Galil, that wouldn't be allowed to be used. So Gemara says, one second, the Nasiv Beshida Tevlu Migdol. So why don't we have the people who live in the Galil put their wine, their oil, and put in like a box, a chest, or a closet? That will be like an ohel. It will block the contents from getting any tumah. So Gemara says, well, Harmani, who's our Mishnah going like? Rebbe he. This is the Shita Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, and he holds the Amar Ozorik Lo Shmeah Ohel. That means a throne tent, it means something that moves. That's not called really an Ohel. And since it's not really called an Ohel, it can't block, it can't be Chotzeitz and prevent the Tumah from getting through. So therefore, in our case, the wine, the oil would become affected by walking through the land, crossing through the land with the Kusim were there. How do you know that? Titania, Hanichnes, the Eretz Amin, Beshita Tevu Migdol, you go into a non-Jewish land, right? In a box, or the chest, or the closet. So Rebbe Metame, Rebbe says you are Tame, because it doesn't block, doesn't prevent. Rebbe Yossi, but Rebbe Yehuda, Matahir, but Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda says you are Torah in that case. This is from here, this is the whole discussion about Kohanim flying in airplanes, whether or not, we say that they, Zorik is Lav Shmi Ohol or not. Okay, so now this is another problem. Laisu Bechli Cheres Hamukaf Tzmid Psil. So one second, why don't they bring the wine and the oil to the base of Migdash in a Kli Cheres, a wooden thing? Now Kli Cheres is only Mitame from the inside, so anything on the outside is not going to affect it. So you'll seal it up, right, with this thing. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shonin Ein Hakodesh Nitzel B'tzomet Psil. Now we learned in a brisa that Kodesh, unlike other items, is not blocked by from becoming Tame through Tzmid Psil, from this tight type of cover. This is a special Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. The Rambam brings it here in Hilchos Parah Aduma, Perek Yud Dalid. There it is, right there, the first sentence in Paraduma Yud Dalid Dalid. So Gemara says, okay, one second, Vahatanya Ein Chatas Nitzelas B'Tzmid Psil. Right, the water that they use this for the offer of the Paraduma, that's not protected. So my love, why not? Oh, so my love, Ha Kodesh Nitzel. I mean, maybe the deek is only that. That it's the water that's no good, but the Kodesh would be. Lo, Hamayim She'eim Kudoshim Nitzolim Mitzvip Psil. No, so what we're talking about is that it seems to say that the Bryce was had a special chumrah for the mechatas, right? Which wouldn't be anything else. And says, no, any water that hasn't been yet mixed with it is blocked. If they're designated for that at a later time. That's the previous halacha, actually. That was back in Gimel. V'chein kli shi'esh bo efer omayim l'kudoshim mukaf tzvi psil v'nosim bo'od chames harei ha'efer v'hamayim temeyim she'ein efer ha'chatas nitzeles b'tzvi psil she'ein v'mokom tohor v'ein ze mokom tohor. Okay, that was the previous halacha. Again, same parak, Yudad, halacha Gimel. V'amr Ula, another question. Ula said, Chavraya medakin begilila. The chaverim, they purify their wine and oil. I mean, they're kosher in the Galil. So it seems Now again, the Galil is in the lower, so it must have been some way of transporting from the Galil down to the base of Migdash. For why else would they have, you know, been machmas in? They wouldn't do it all if it wasn't going to use for anything. So Moses says, no, they really were not being transferred. Manichin, they would leave them. They would prepare it there and leave in the place. Uchsheyav Eliyahu v'yitareno. When Eliyahu Navi comes with Mashiach, then he's going to be like metahir the road to the Galil. Then they'll be able to use it. So at the end of the day, we see that we couldn't trust the Am Haaretz in the Galil, and the Chaverim who would prepare it, they would have to leave it there because there wasn't even no effective way of getting their wine or their oil transported in the state of Tahara to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now the next part of the Mishnah: Uveshas Hagitos Neemonim Afal Truma. When they were doing the wine press and the all praise, the Am Haaretz were trusted even by Truma. Remain here, but I'll ask you a contradiction: Hagoymir Zesov. When you're the Am Haaretz who finishes doing his olives, so what should he do? Yeshayer Kupa Achas. He should deliver one sack of like the unpressed olives, the yitnena la'onin kohen, give it to a poor kohen as the truma, so that kohen himself can use it and make his shemen from it. So what does you see from there? You see that even during the time when they are doing the olive press, the Am Haaretz isn't believed. Right? He can do himself. He has to give it over to the kohen. So Amrav Nachman, no, that's not shver lo kasha, ha becharfe, cha beafle. The case in the Mishnah, right, where the Am Haaretz were trusted to make the shemen themselves, that's when they do it early in the season of the regular, you know, times, right? But the other case is talking about to do it in the later season. Beafle means late time, right, when most people, it's already done already. So Amrav Rav Ada bar Avo kigon mai, right? What's an example of this? So he said, ka'osin shabes avicha, like the workers in your father's house. Rabbi Nachman's father had a lot of olives, and they would often be pressed after the regular season was over. Okay, now I have another teretz to this stira. Rav Yosef Amar Begli Lishonu. Okay, so we're talking, again, the case says the Am Haaretz are not trusted. That's in the Galil, right? And the Mishnah that we said that by the oil and the wine, the Am Haaretz are trusted. That's only in Yehuda, not in the Galil, right? Eis ve'abaye. One second, why is he asking a cash from a brisa? Aver hayardin v'hagalil harehein ki Yehuda. The other side of the Yarden and the Galil, like Yehuda. We believe them when they're producing the wine for truma, when it's done, we believe them the oil of the truma when then it's that time. But we don't believe them for on the yain when it's supposed to be doing the shemen, the oil, and not believed on the shemen, the oil, when it's time for doing the wine. So the brisa shows, and when it comes to regards to Truman, there's really no difference between whether we believe the Am Haaretz lived in the Galil and those who lived in Yehuda. Ella, the Gemara says, "Mechavarta kiddushan meikara." You're right. We don't hold from Yosef's chilek, and it must be really like we said all along that we're talking about. It depends what time of the season it is, and when it's after the that season that the wine press is done with, that's when they are no longer believed. Okay. Over hagitois v'habadim behaviu lo chovish shel yain lo yikableno heimenu ava manicha legas haboa. So once the time period is over and the Am Haaretz wants to bring to chaver this barrel of truma wine, he shouldn't accept it from them. He leaves it until the next season, meaning the next years. So boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. They ask the following question of Sheshes: Over v'kibla, what would be the din if this kohen violates the halacha and he does accept this wine from the Am Haaretz? Mahu shenichenu legas habo, right? Does he leave it over? Does he have to leave for the next one? And it's allowed to accept the wine in the oil of the Am Haaretz if he would intentionally leave it. So then maybe it's also going to be mutter if the Kohen himself leaves it over at that time, right? So Amalei Tinisuha, right? We learned this already, Mishnah in Damai. Now Amud Beis, the background over here is that lots of things to talk about, the question of Breira, when you are determining who owns property. So you had a case like this: Chaver v'Am Haaretz sharshu es avihem Am Haaretz. So it was a Chaver and Am Haaretz, they're brothers, and they inherited property from their father, who was also an Am Haaretz. So Yochaloy Melo, the Chaver could say to his Amharit's brother, Tol Atachitin Shibimakum Ploni. I want you to take the wheat that's in this place. Vani Chitin Shibimakum Ploni. And I'm going to take the wheat that's in another place. So this Chavir, the son knows, the brother, whatever, knows that one of the part of that wheat had already been made Tamei, and the other part hadn't. So he obviously wants to get the part that is not going to be a problem for him to use. Then the Mishnah says the Chaver can say to his brother, who's the Am Haaretz, Tol Ata Yayin Shemakom Ploni. I want you to take the Yayin that's in this place. Vani Shemakom Ploni. I'm going to take from the wine that's in another place, because again the Chaver knows that that hasn't been defiled, hasn't made tam yet, so he wants to take that part for his chelik. When brothers get a Yerusha, so it's basically splitting it even. What we're using now is the rule called Breira. Like Rabbi Willig says, Breira is retroactive determination. So Megala Milsalim afraid that this was mine all along. It's not a Mechira. That's important, because if it would have been that they're selling it, so then he would have to be Mafresh from that as well. So what we're doing here is that this is the inheritance that the Chaver got all along. So the Mishnah says, Avalo Yomalo Tol Ata Lach Vani Yovish. But the Chaver brother can't say to the Amaretz brother, you take the wet ones and I'm going to take the dry ones. Tol Ata Chitim Vani Seorna. You take the wheat and I'm going to take the barley. In this case, we would not use the rule of Breira, because they're different types. If one brother is taking the Sa'or and the other is taking the Chitin, so that's like a trade already, right? And then that the Chaver can't transfer any thing that's Tameh or something that's Mukhshar Kabal Tumah, so to the Yam Ha'aretz, because that's going to be a prohibition of Lifne Iver. V'tana Ale, and we learned on the Brice says on this, Oso Chaver Sorif Halach Umaniach Es HaYavish. If the Chaver has some things that are wet, which now again wet means they came in contact with one of the Zion Mashkin, Yad Shach Adam, so he has to burn it. If it was Truma, that it's tummy, it has to be burned. But if the dry stuff, the Yavesh, he could use that, because we can assume since it was Yavesh that never came in contact with any of the liquids, and therefore it's not Mukhsh L'Kabal Tumah. So mice, why does this Chaver have to burn up the Truma? Yenichenu legas habo. Just leave it over until the next wine season. Because, I mean, again, it's been saying all along, during that season, that's the time that Truma from the Am Haaretz is considered to be Tahor, right? So we're medayik from the fact that this option really isn't on the table, so you see that you can't intentionally leave over Truma that you got from an Am Haaretz until the next season. And that way we could poshate the Shaila that was asked to Rav Sheshitz. Someone says, no, not so fast. What are we talking about over here? B'dav she'ein lo gas. We're talking about something that doesn't have a wine press, that liquids that weren't used in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Am Haaretz only careful with types of liquids and stuff like that we used. Okay, so someone says, fine. V'nichen l'regel. We have a different option. He can just leave it over for the next. We're going to learn in the next Mishnah coming up on Chavav that the Am Haaretz, we give them a status again. They're during the times the regal, we do believe them. So why don't we just leave it over for them? So the Gemara answers, okay, that's not a good answer either, because we're talking about bedaver she'ein mishtam el regel. We're talking about something that wouldn't last. It would get spoiled beforehand. So at the end of the day, we were not really able to be poshate the shaila that was presented to Rav Sheshitz. It's unresolved. Okay, now the next part we're going to be discussing is a beis hapras. This is something that has a tuma d'rabbanan, and we'll get into it right now. Okay, ve'im omer hifrashti l'socha revi'is kodesh ne'man. Again, the guy is giving this to the kohen, and he says, I put in a truma, a revi'is of kodesh, either from the ayin or the shemen, so we believe him in this case. So now we're going to quote from a mishnah in Olos, which we'll see how that applies to our case. Tznan Hasim, learn over there. Modim beis shamay beis hila shebodkin la'oisei pesach. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai agree that we examine the ground for people who are about to bring the Korban Pesach. Ve'ein bodkin la'oichle truma. We're not going to be bodek the ground for people who want to eat truma. So my bodkin, what does it mean in the Mishnah? It says we're bodek, we examine it. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Minafeach Adam Besa Pras Vaholich, that a person can blow through the ground as he's on the ground, so to speak, and walk through as he's doing it. So this Besa Grass, Besa Pras was a thing that had a kever there, and it was plowed over. So the Chazal were concerned there still might be small pieces of human bones that are scattered, and that would make them tame if anybody's going to be moving around when he's walking over there. So therefore, they made this din d'rabbanan that anybody who goes through Beis HaPras is going to be tame on a rabbinic level, right? But however, they're allowing a certain het that you could blow and clear a path. Because if I know with certainty that I didn't step on anything, so then, you know, by blowing it, what we're saying is that you're pushing any bones or something like that will be out of the way. So that's what it means to be bodek. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now, we only allow that, says the Mishnah, for the Korban Pesach, but we're not going to allow a person to blow and you know, clear a path in order to eat truma. Okay. V'Rebbe Chia Bar Abba Mishmei De'ula Amar Beis HaPras Nidash Tor La'Oisei Pesach. We're talking about a Beis HaPras that was trampled on by people who've walked through this already. V'Lehemina Divrehem B'Malkum Karis. And that's what the Bedik is talking about in the Mishnah, where the Beis HaPras was in. That's why we're Mekil for this case. But we're not going to talk about a case where, you know, we're going to be machmir on a place where there's a chi of karis. There are two positive mitzvahs. There are 36 negative mitzvahs that have a chi of karis, but there's two positive mitzvahs. And one of the two positive mitzvahs a person doesn't do is bringing the Korban Pesach. So that's why we're not going to be machmir on this derabanan that could end up in a very serious thing. However, la'oichle truma, people who want to eat truma after they were walking to Beis HaPras, in this case, hemidu divrei and bimakom misa. Therefore, in that case, they were machmir because there's a chi of misa, bidei shemayim, for eating the truma while you're tamei. So therefore, in that case, they were strict. They were machmir and did not allow this leniency of just blowing away a path and then walking through it. Iboy Elahus, they asked the following question. Bodak lepischo, if you did, as we said, you did the bedika and you blew through in order to bring your Pesach, maush yoicho betrumoso. So now that I cleared a path, meaning I didn't do it for the truma. It's a very interesting question. I did it because I wanted to eat my Korban Pesach. But now, since I do have a clear thing, can I eat my truma? So Ula Omer Bodek Lepischo Mutla Echo Betrumaso. So Ula says, if he was Bodek and he made it clear of any Tuma for the Pesach, okay, so now I can eat the Truma as well, because we know it's fine, right? In other words, if it's fine for a Chiv Karis, it's fine for this as well. So Rabba Bar Ula Omar, no, Bodak Lepischo also Lecho Trumaso. It's only good for the bringing a Korban Pesach, but you can't go ahead and eat the, what's it called? Truma as well. So Amale Husaba, there was a Saba, an elderly man, said, to Rabbar Ula, lo tifloig ale de Ula. You shouldn't really argue with Ula. Ditznan kvasei, because we learned like him. We have a mission that goes like Ula. The im omer, hifrashti lesocha revius kodesh, neman. This is the Amhar, it says to the Kohen, I was mafrish, I separated into this barrel of the truma, a revius of the kodesh, again, either the shemen or the yain, we believe him. So Alman, you see from this, midimehenan kodesh, when we believe that the Amhar is on the kodesh, mehenan nami a truma. So certainly we're going to believe him for the truma. So hachinami, so too, we should use the same svara. Midimehenan a pesach, since we're going to believe him for the Korban Pesach, mehenan nami a truma, we should also allow him to, this bedikah that he did should work for the truma as well. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, kade yain v'kade shemen. You have these jugs of the shemen, the wine, the oil, right? They got mingled. So the amharitz, we believe them during the wine press and the olive pressing season. Tana, einemanim lo al hakankanim v'lo al hatruma. We don't believe these ame haaretz on the kankanim, are like the flasks they keep them in, and we don't believe them on the truma. Kankanim demai. So we're going to ask one second, what are these flasks? What are these kankanim? Like, what are we talking about over here? So, e kankanim de kodesh. If you're talking about these kankanim, these flasks were used for kodesh. One second. Migo de mehemna na kodesh. If the amharitz is on the food itself, right? So certainly we should believe them on the kli that they're using to put them in. So that can't be it. Ela must be kankanim de truma. They believe them on the kankan and these flax that were holding truma. But that doesn't make sense because pshita, that's so obvious. Hashta truma lo mehenam. If we're not going to believe them on the truma, akan kan mehenam. We do believe them on the containers, these flasks that were holding it. So which is it? It doesn't make sense either way. When it says ella, it's like this. Berekanim de kodesh. We're talking about empty kankanim that had kodesh in it, and it's bishar yemos hashana on the other days of the year, right? Because all the other days of the year, the am haaretz is believed when it comes to kodesh, but we don't believe him on the kankanim once they took out the food. Uv meleim de truma uvshas agitos. Right, and we're talking about the kankanim that are full of the truma wine during the shas agitos. That's the wine press. That's when they are believed on the truma itself, but not on the actual kankanim. So Tanan, we're asking the question: Kade yayin v'kade shemin hameduma ois. If you have these jugs of wine and these jugs of shemin oil that are like mingled meduma, right? An am haaretz is believed only on the what's it called? For the wine when they're doing it in the olives and 70 days beforehand. So we're asked, my la menudamos to truma. Aren't we talking about the mingled here that they got the truma oil or the wine is in the jug? And the Mishnah said that the Am Haaretz, we believe them on the jugs. So that would be against the Brice that we just said they're not believed when it talks about the kankanim on the truma. So Amri de Bei Rabbi Chia, midumaos dikodesh. The answer is that you're talking a case where you have these things that are mingled. You have like chulin and kodesh wine or oil, right? So there is a little bit of kodesh in there, and in that case, that's what the Mishnah was referring to. Umi ika dimua la kodesh. Does that concept of meduma really apply to kodesh? Really, when you find the word meduma, that's about truma, right? Not about kodesh. So Amri de Bei Rabbi Eloi. We're talking about a case, the Mishnah, when the guy is keeping his wine tevel, right? He hasn't taken the mafresh, the truma, in the maisis from it, but he did this b'kodesh, right? In a sense of tahara, because he wants to use this for the nesachim. He wants to use it in the Beis HaMikdash. So, in a sense, you really do have this chulin, right, truma, and it's all in one. So therefore, meduma would you know, it makes sense to use this word. That's what the Mishnah is saying, that since the Am Haaretz is neman when on the truma, right, the chulin that's in here, he's also believed on the truma and on the kankanim as well. Okay, kodem legitos shivim yom. So the Mishnah had said that aside from the actual time the pressing the wine, you know, they trample it in the gut. So also you have 70 days beforehand, we believe the Am Haaretz. So Amar Abaye Shmamino, you see from here, Dinahu de Ilove, Arisa the Mitrach, Agufe Shivim Yoimi Mikame Meatzarta. So the Oris, the one who's the tenant farmer who's working this kerem in the vineyard, he has to be matriach, has to make an effort of getting these flasks 70 days beforehand, because that's the amount of time that you see that goes into the preparing of these pressing of the grapes. The Mishnah now gives another case where we have a chumra of truma over kodesh. So the Mishnah says, min modiis lifnim. Right, if an Am Haaretz is selling these kalim in an area of modiis, which is about 15 mil, the Rav says from Yerushalayim, and inward going heading towards Yerushalayim, and he's saying these are tohor. Sneimanim al klei cheres. We believe him about the klei cheres, pots, jars, cups, stuff like that you could use them for kodesh. Min hamodiis lachutz, when they're selling you kalim from modiis and outward, meaning farther away from Yerushalayim, ain't in that month. In that case, then we don't believe them when they're talking about the status of these kalim. So the chumra of truma over kodesh is that Am Haaretz between modiis and Yerushalayim are not trusted when it comes to the small kalim, like the pots that you want to use for truma, but they are trusted when you want to talk about, you want to buy these things and use them for kodesh. The reason why the Chazal trusted these Am Haaretz near Yerushalayim about these small little kalim is they always want to make sure there's going to be enough pots and pans in Yerushalayim for cooking the kodesh, since the pots had to be thrown away. once they were already used, because it was the tam went into them, and then that's no sar. After a day or two, there was a big demand for these types of pots, and there wasn't so many chaverim who were actually potters as well who could supply and demand. So for the Chazal, believed the Ami Haaretz for the Kodesh, and allowed their pots to be used for these. For these things, that's where the Meiri learns. But on the other hand, since the pots which we're using for like truma, those are reusable, because truma doesn't become noser, it's not shaykh to talk about that. So people could, collect pots and pans over a long period of time, doing this, and then therefore that would make like a shortage of pots for truma, much likely. So therefore, that's why the Rabbonim were machmir. We didn't trust the Am HaAretz on the truma, but they did make that exception only for Kodesh. Okay, so the mission goes through. Ketzad, what's the example of this? What are the the conditions that an Am HaAretz between Modis and Yerushalayim, we would believe them? So HaKader Shehu Moichir HaKederos, the pot who's selling his pot, Nichnas Lifnim Min HaModis, he brings them from outside Modis and then comes into an area from Modis, inward in this area. Behu hakadar vehein hakaderos vehein haloichim ne'eman. So he's believed about the status. They have to have three conditions met. Number one, that he, the seller, is the potter who brought them in. He didn't get them somebody else who's an Am HaAretz. Number two, these are the pots that are being sold are the pots that he himself brought, and that that other people added on to one that he brought in. And then the third condition, these are the buyers who saw him actually bringing in. Yotza, once he leaves Modis and now he's heading farther away from Yerushalayim, Eino Ne'eman. He's not believed anymore about the status of these little pots that he's selling. So since he's heading away, he's leaving that area, he doesn't have any Ne'emanus in anymore on these things. Just what the Rav says over here. He's the one who points out these three conditions. The Bar Tanura right here, Hu Hakada. He's the only one they believe. It's impossible not to believe him. Because when someone else, someone who lives there or in that area, he was not believed. Second condition, these are the actual pots. On the ones he himself brings is believed. He can't take somebody else's pots as well. Hayoshiv modis olifnim, who lives in that area or inside. And the third thing, behein halukuchin, these are the ones who are taken. Chaverim shouhu sheviim, the chaverim saw that he himself is the one who brought them in. Ne'eman hakader etzlam, so then he's believed to them. Velo etzel lochim achir, but not on anybody else. Yotze, if he leaves min hamodes l'shuvach rav, eino ne'eman. That is the end of the period of time which you would have a status of being believed. Okay, we will pick it up with the Gemara in the next shir.